This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. on the first anniversary of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. On Saturday, January 15th, we pause to honor the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., an apostle for nonviolence. And now that holiday is joined by another celebration just 1 week later. On January 22, 2021, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons entered into force. This landmark international treaty will be celebrated around the globe, including in New Mexico. Please join CCNS, Veterans for Peace, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and others on Saturday, January 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at Ashley Pond in Los Alamos to honor Dr. King and to celebrate the first anniversary of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. More than 50 years after his death, Dr. King is remembered as a civil rights icon. There is no need to speculate about whether King would support the treaty. Here are just a few of King's statements about nuclear weapons. In February 1968, King said, quote, "We have played havoc with the destiny of the world, and we have brought the whole world closer to nuclear confrontation. The alternative to disarmament, the alternative to a greater suspension of nuclear tests, the alternative to strengthening the United Nations and thereby disarming the whole world, will be a civilization plunged into the abyss of annihilation, and our earthly habitat would be transformed into an inferno that even the mind of Dante could not envision. We have to see that and work diligently and passionately for peace," end quote. In April 1960, King called for his religious colleagues to join him in his denunciation of nuclear weapons. He wrote in the Christian Century, quote, "I am convinced that the church cannot remain silent while humankind faces the threat of being plunged into the abyss of nuclear annihilation. If the church is true to its mission, it must call for an end to the arms race," end quote. King's statements about nuclear weapons could be delivered today with equal persuasiveness and even more urgency. Now, 9 nations possess nuclear weapons, including the United States, and they are deployed on hair trigger alert around the globe. For more information about Dr. King and the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, please visit the websites of the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance and the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. To get involved in the January 22nd celebrations, please connect with the Nuclear Ban Treaty Days of Action Facebook page. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.